Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you with this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 32, verse 7 and 8. Well, when the people of Israel were surrounded by the army of the Assyrian king, and they were getting afraid because of the multitudes, they were commanded to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed before the king of Assyria or before all the multitude that is with him. And it says further down that, you know, but with us, do not be afraid of the arm of the flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Hallelujah. That's amazing. And so we need to understand that God desires to bless us abundantly with his own presence in fighting our battles. And always remember, dear people of God, that the new birth always creates a battle between your old nature and your new nature, and you must learn how to fight it, right? And we had been looking for a few strategies in the past how to win the battle. We'll look for some other strategies and some more additional strategies that the Lord gives us how to fight the battle, right? Paul also says in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight, right? So he was talking about that and how he overcame the power of the devil. So remember a few things. Number one, that will help you to win in any battle that the enemy throws at you. Number one is fill your mind with scripture. David said, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 92. Remember, your mind is like soil. It will grow any seed you plant, good or bad. When you plant words spoken by God, you are sowing energy, life, and hope into your spirit. And God's word is like a vaccination. It strips the devil of his power to infect you with fear and unbelief. Remember that. Hallelujah. The psalmist said in the book of Psalm, chapter 37, verse 31, the law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. Secondly, reach out to others when, you know, that's a secret. When you reach out to others and you tend to others' needs. The Bible records about Job in Job 42:10. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before. Isn't that wonderful? And does that sound strange? It may be strange in the kingdom of men, but not in the kingdom of God. You are the solution to somebody else's problem. And when you reach out to them, God will reach out to you, right? So go ahead, try it. Thirdly, remember that seasons change. David said, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning, in Psalms 30 verse 5. So remember, this attack won't last forever. Morning is coming. People change and circumstances change. So believe in God, that God will change things on your behalf, and he has promised to do it, and he will do it. Amen. Well, fourthly, the Bible very clearly says that you are not unique. In a letter to the persecuted believers, the Apostle Peter said, be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers is going through the same kind of suffering as you are, in 1 Peter 5:9. We are all on the same battlefield, but the devil would love to convince you that you are the only person who has ever experienced anything like this. That's so you will feel like a failure and cut yourself off from the strength and support that comes from the fellowship with other believers. So be wise, don't let them do that to you. Fifthly, remove any hindrances. Apostle John writes in 1 John 3:21, "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God." We all sin. The mistake lies in trying to cover it up, because the Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper." If you're constantly struggling and being defeated, ask God to show you where the trouble spot is, draw on His grace, and deal with it. Right? Lastly, don't quit. Anybody can begin a marathon, but it takes a champion to finish it. And Apostle Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Every one of us experiences adversity, but it's those who stay strong to the finish who get the reward. So pace yourself and determine to go the distance. Study the lives of people like David, Esther, Deborah, and Paul, and remind yourself that their God is your God, and He has promised to bring you through victoriously. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you that you help us to walk in victory. Thank you that you grant us strategies to win over every attack of Satan that comes against us. And Lord, you make us wise and you make us prudent. This morning, O Lord, you will give us the strength, the courage to, Father, Lord, to be in your presence and to cast out every works of Satan and to walk in absolute victory that comes forth from Jehovah. Lord, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I bless them in the name of Jesus. I release your great grace and glory to flow upon their lives in Jesus' name. Flourish and prosper them and keep them from the enemy. I thank you, Lord, also for the ones who may be grappling with health conditions. Lord, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And today is the day of healing. Today is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we give you praise for that. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Fantabulous weekend. And remember to go to church to fellowship with other saints. God bless you, and bye for now.